Harvard sociology professor Bruce Western is a co-author of the 400-page National Academy of Sciences study. He says one of its most troubling findings is the racial disparity in the prison population. The study estimates that two-thirds of the black men born in the late 1970s who dropped out of high school have served time in state or federal prison.
So for young black men with little schooling, prison time has now become a regular life event.
The report found the number of people in prison for drug offenses behind bars is 10 times higher than it was 40 years ago. And blacks and Hispanic drug offenders account for more than twice the number of white offenders. The authors recommend reducing drug sentences and reforming truth in sentencing laws that have led to longer sentences for a greater number of people. UW-Madison law professor Cecilia Klengel specializes in corrections policy. She says drug use by blacks and whites is relatively equal, but more blacks end up in prison because their communities are policed more intensely.
You end up getting caught more often if you're an urban black man than a white man. And so some of these sorts of practices then filter their way up through the system, giving people greater arrest records and getting them punished for longer when they encounter the court system.
Klengel says the challenge this report poses to policymakers is to find more effective ways of punishing nonviolent offenders without locking them up. She says that means investing in alternative community treatment and supervision programs that have proven to prevent future criminal activity better than prison does. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.